Hey everyone, it's Daryl Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Is your computer running slow? Well, mycleanpc.com can clean it up and speed it up today. Now you might be asking yourself, how did my computer get this way? It's so frustrating sometimes, right? Well, opening infected email attachments, downloading music and games can slow down your computer. Over time, running these programs can cause junk files, internet clutter, processor and hard drive errors to build up on your computer. MyCleanPC can help. First, go to mycleanpc.com and in minutes, you can get a free computer diagnosis and find out what's slowing down your computer. Then simply activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk, internet clutter, and even remove viruses, and MyCleanPC is guaranteed to increase the speed of your computer. With MyCleanPC, there are two easy steps to speed up your computer. First, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. Then simply activate MyCleanPC software to optimize your computer performance. Go to mycleanpc.com today and find out what's slowing down your computer. That's mycleanpc.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Oh, we are church songing here today for sure.
Lindsay, this is really bad.
I'm sorry.
I don't know it.
It's a church song, and it's obviously for the Real Housewives of New York City, season 6, episode 16. Go yell it on the mountain. I am your host tonight, Lindsay Wagner, and tonight I am joined by
Stephanie McGraw. Linz.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
So we're missing Ashley tonight. She was unavailable, but she'll be back next week, and we'll have the three of us back on panel for you guys.
Yeah, that girl's getting a red carpet hosting on.
We love it. Congrats, my lady. So, all right, let's jump into the show.
Yep.
All right, first off, we see Sonia, Carol, and Ramona, and they're frustrated because the girls have canceled dinner reservations. Instead, they're having dinner in. Mm-hmm. And this upsets them and bothers them because they want to go out and meet men, and I mean, I think this is just typical Ramona and Sonia behavior, like, especially with Sonia wanting to go out and meet guys and be sociable. Mm. And Ramona just wants to be out doing stuff and not stuck in the cabin in Montana because she's already frustrated to be there. What do you think about that?
As you said, it's just typical of the two of them. I thought, though, the whole, just to talk in general about the whole episode, it was a play safe.
Absolutely.
Yes, there were a few little sparks, which I know we'll cover on later in the episode. But to be honest, the girls have really, they mellowed. It was just watching, like, they all went to camp, mm-hmm. a girls' school camp. And really, honestly, the fights that we watched and experienced were literally schoolgirl kind
Absolutely.
Of fights. Mm-hmm. They weren't even anything worth fighting over. And it was almost like they were trying to pull out some sort of drama, some sort of something.
I couldn't agree with you more. I absolutely think so. I think that they were really pushing to just get anything they could. And so, okay, they changed the fact that they were going to go out for dinner. So now that was something that was we needed to talk about.
Yeah.
So I feel like, sorry guys if we kind of gloss over a couple of the topics, but I feel kind of as if there wasn't crazy drama, so we'll get to as much as we can. The meat and potatoes of it, we'll talk about it a little bit more, but we're going to kind of gloss over the little bits of information that just really were not adding too much to the episode. So we obviously see Luann and Kristen and Heather getting ready for a day of fly fishing. And Ramona is frustrated because Carol has turned off the AC and she said she's so little. I know you mentioned that comment was kind of rude.
Like, hold on, bitch, because I'm standing up for all the skinny girls. You know, and it's offensive too. I mean, everyone harps on about everyone talking about being larger and, you know, don't say that. Oh, that's rude, as she said. But also Carolyn, she came in here and, yeah, she is petite. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of us petite girls who are just tiny anyhow, yeah, that is offensive. So she was, yeah,
I agreed that it wasn't the right comment to make, although I'm one of those people that I would rather have it be a little bit too cold, throw on an extra sweatshirt, and you know, than be too hot. Yeah. I do understand that, especially in the summer in Montana. I'm sure it's warm, and I don't know if it's humid there or not, but
yeah.
I know in Wisconsin it gets really humid, so the fact that we can get air conditioning on, we're going to turn it on if we can. So we've got fly fishing on the Blackfoot River in Montana. And, of course, Ramona, once again, anything she can complain about, complains about the outfits and that they're not really attractive. But I'll give credit to Kristen, Luann, and Heather because they actually did really make it look cute.
Yeah, I thought actually Heather, and that's one thing that I will touch on, I think, this entire episode. And then when they go, I'm jumping forward, but when they do the rappelling, yes, we all get to see it. We know she is a natural. I mean, we've heard about it since day one. The girl was pretty much, you know, is very comfortable in the country life. We know that she's athletic and, yeah, she certainly proved it. But there was a little bit, for me, to be honest, during this episode, I was like kind of on Kristen's side with that. All right, we know you're excellent at. We know this is so great and natural for you. And none of the other women, it's not their forte. But yeah, I was kind of like when she was doing the fly fishing and yes, she didn't catch the fish and she fell in the water and she just thought it was good fun. But I was like, enough, Heather.
Were you annoyed with the competitive nature that she was kind of putting off?
I think it was just more, she just seemed a little bit more of a know-it-all in this episode. A little bit too much. That's why the whole ending of it, I was like, what? You've just done a complete backflip as opposed to everything that you've displayed in this episode.
I agree. I thought the fly fishing was cute. I think we all can say that if anyone knew about fly fishing in the 90s or whatever, it was probably when that Brad Pitt movie came out and he made fly fishing look really good.
So he made it look sexy.
He made it look very, very good. And these girls did a good job of just having a good time with it and making the most of it. And even Sonia and Ramona, even though they weren't actually doing the fishing, they were just doing the nets and kind of watching.
Yeah.
They were in the water. They were participating. That's all that you can ask for from them. Honestly, like the fact that they're in and doing it, good for them, and having fun with it for the most part. So that was certainly good to see. And so our next scene, we see Ramona kind of complaining that Kristen isn't a very good host. And we do hear this throughout the episode, saying that, you know, when she came, the bed wasn't made, there weren't any towels, the food's sitting out. Now, would you expect, I don't know if they've got servants or, sorry, I shouldn't have said servants, maids or somebody there kind of doing stuff for them. But if you're staying in a cabin, I would expect that you clean up after yourself. I would expect the bed to be made and there to be towels. But I'm not going to expect somebody to clean up my dirty dishes.
Yeah.
What
look,
do you think?
I completely agree with you, but these are different women. We're talking in a whole other class, and not even that. I shouldn't generalize to all the women. Carol would be more than fine. I think Luann's even happy with it, but it's just old good old Stinger. She really is. It now just goes over my head though. All her comments, because it doesn't mean anything. There's no drama. Nobody even listens to it. She says the same things each week, which now at the start, they caused they were for shock value. No one even cares now.
Exactly. Whatever. I think you just let it go over. It's kind of when Aviva is talking or blowing off the handle, and I just kind of sit there and laugh because I expect it so much at this point. And we obviously didn't see.
But Aviva's still got, I don't know, there's something still, maybe it's still
she's a little
new
crazy.
About, she's a little bit that she just, she wakes me up more.
She perks you up than Ramona that's been around for six seasons. But once again, no Aviva in the opening credits.
Yep.
She's not here in the episode. There's still definitely rumors going around that she might be fired from the show. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out at the reunion, because I'm sure we'll be getting a little bit more information then.
Yeah, that's going to be juicy. This episode, not so much, but the reunion.
Absolutely. And you said, when's the reunion?
The reunion, it looks like part one is the last Tuesday. So that's the 27th of July.
Great.
I think that's the last Tuesday of July. Yeah.
So just a month till we get reunion madness and craziness.
Hey.
All right. So let's talk about the dinner a little bit. I didn't see any guys there for for Sonia or Ramona, but.
Oh, yeah, that is true. She promised her, well, the chef will bring friends. No friends.
We didn't see that, but we do see Luann approach Sonia again about the facialist and saying, you know, she wished she had been on her side and been supportive of her and stopped the gossip. And I'm definitely Team Luann for this, all the way. I think that if I heard a friend talking about this, I would approach them about it and tell them, you know, I expect you to set the record straight and say, no, this isn't happening. Or if you don't know what this situation is, mm-hmm. then just end it. Nip it. Zip it, nip it, be done with it. So that it doesn't perpetuate a rumor in the gossip mill. So it was very frustrating to see Sonia getting so upset with Luann and kind of throwing it back at her, saying, hey, it doesn't matter. You're not listening to me. You don't care. Blah, 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 all this stuff. And Kristen saying, it was so funny. It doesn't matter because it was funny.
Now that is what I was kind of confused with. I haven't seen, it was almost like, I don't know if I want to say Kristen being bitchy, but that's what it almost came across, because I agree with you. I was on Team Luann. I was like, exactly, Sonia. You didn't have to, by you not saying anything was enough. That in itself said so much. You should have just said, hold on, this is stupid. You know, you don't have to fire the lady who's doing your facial, but you could at least say, no, she loves Jack. Like, I don't know what you've heard of that. Whatever, it's just gossip. But you could have actually, as you said, nipped in the butt. Kristen, where did that come from?
I don't know. And Kristen,
because it was only 2 seconds later, the two of them were bonding.
Yeah, like, they were totally
Connecticut.
Fine.
Oh my god, we love each other. We're like homies.
So I definitely think Kristen's been on Sonia's side for this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even when Luann had first approached her about it, it was either last week or the week before. Mm. She was still on Sonia's side, but she said she feels like she's in the middle, but she's definitely team Sonia for this one. So I don't think it was I don't think it was funny in any way. I think talking about somebody's, you know, sex life or anything personal about them is somebody else talking about them that's not their friend is just stop it right then and there.
Yeah.
Don't perpetuate it. And it's not funny. If it was about you, how would you feel?
Imagine if it was rumors about Josh.
Kristen and Josh. She would be furious if that was going around. So I think she's got to take a little bit of an introspective look on that and go, this wasn't right for me to be defending Sonia, when if I was in her shoes, I would be very upset about this too.
And it was interesting too, because her comment the next morning was like, I can't even really remember it. Like, I'd had so many drinks. So viewers and everyone just take note of that, because when we discuss it later on the ending, yeah, I think a lot of the women, and we all do it at times, admittedly, but we can all be a bit hypocritical. We can all go off at people for sort of antics, behavior they do, and then we can do it ourselves.
Absolutely. But 100%.
Anyway.
What did you think? Now, we also saw Ramona bring up Aviva and the fact that she wasn't there, and saying she thinks she wasn't there because of Reed, and she used the asthma as an excuse. Now, Kristen agreed with her 100%, so it's good to see Ramona and Kristen getting along, obviously,
yeah.
And agreeing together.
Which I was surprised. I thought Kristen was going to then have a go at saying, why did you leave me hanging? I felt like a bitch. I did all the... this is stupid about asthma, and you just sat back, yet you agreed with me. But she didn't.
I get that, you know, maybe she didn't want to get into it and wanted to try and stay out of it and let Kristen and Aviva work this out on their own, and to try not to get involved and cause more drama. But I was happy to see them agreeing on that, and I think that's definitely part of it, the fact that she doesn't like being away from Reed, and we've seen this in a couple seasons now where she's not comfortable with that, and so she doesn't go somewhere, she brings him along. So the asthma is a good excuse for it then. I can kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I can be on board with Ramona for that. I don't know if I would have called Aviva that night. We obviously didn't see that happen, so I don't think it happened.
That's what I mean about this episode. When I was saying it was like, they were just like, we're all going to fall asleep, ladies. Can you please create some drama? And she's like, I'll get on the phone.
Yeah.
But then
we never saw it, so it obviously didn't happen. That would have been good drama right there.
Yeah.
Or maybe she called her and she didn't answer. Who knows? You know. All right. So the next day we have, first off, we do see Luann storm off and obviously be frustrated with Sonia. And
well, there's some pretty strong claims and throwing at each other saying, I'm done. Luann was very forefront and saying, I'm done with our friendship. You're not my friend. A friend doesn't do that.
And I was happy to see how they're sticking up for Luann and saying, Sonia, you were being mean to her. And then when Sonia called Luann a pig.
What was that? Yeah, you lie, you know, her comment about lying down with the pigs and stuff, referencing that Luann was a pig.
Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't right. And maybe Sonia had too much to drink or something like that. I hope that was the case.
Yeah.
And maybe I hope that they approach this during the reunion, because Jacques and Luann aren't together anymore, are they? Did they break up?
I thought they were together now.
They still are together. So maybe they worked through all the issues.
I don't know. You as fans, I didn't, like, I'm just, I thought they were together, but correct me if I'm wrong, if there has been.
I'm not sure.
They broke up for a bit.
Because of the whole pirate situation previous season and her speaking in French to somebody and whatnot. So I don't know if they've gotten back together or if they're not together, but it will be interesting to see how Sonia and Luann approach it. And I did see somebody post on the YouTube saying that watch where the women are sitting at the reunion shows because that whoever's sitting closest to Andy is going to be on next season. So thank you to the person on YouTube who wrote that. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Joseph Boza. Thank you for always commenting and having so much positivity.
Yeah, you do a fabulous job.
Thank you. We love your positivity and feedback and just opinion. Thank you so much for posting. Thank you everyone else who posts on YouTube. Let us know your thoughts. You know, you can agree with us. You can disagree with us. We want to hear everything. Just keep it polite and friendly. And let us know on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. And also let us know what you're thinking on there. And check out our YouTube page and watch our videos. So we can say hi to you and call you out for being awesome.
Yep.
So, all right. So we get to the spa treatment day and we've got Ramona and Heather and Sonia getting the massages. And
finally, the two ladies are actually enjoying something off the trip. For them, that's their cup of tea.
I loved that Ramona pointed out this is a gorgeous view. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. Montana may not be the most happening you know, party
it's
city or where they're
country.
Staying.
It's gorgeous.
But it's gorgeous. Yeah. And that's what you're, I mean, sometimes I think these women need this break. They need to calm down because life in New York is so hectic and crazy. So to get that break and that vacation where it is quiet and serene, they're not used to it. But I think when they look back on it, they can really appreciate the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
So super cute. And we've got Kristen, Luann, and Carol going on a hike with Carol wearing a dress.
Carol's not just wearing a dress. Carol's wearing a dress with her hair done. That something about it that reminds me of a Japanese geisha, but in a weird ass pink color.
It was a little weird. She's like, "This is my walking, my hiking dress." I mean, own it. Good for her for owning it. She does, but it was a little bit strange.
I mean, Luann, both the ladies were like, "Carol, what the hell are you wearing?" She's like, "Yeah,
just
walking outfit. All right,
good. You know, good." Good for her.
Yeah.
Own it. We love you, Carol. So we love it. So we've got the friendly competition continuing with Heather and Kristen and the fact that they're going to be rappelling at the Lookout Rock or they're going to be skeet shooting. So we've got
lots of physical activity.
Lots of physical
now,
activity.
Now, I'll tell you one, though. One lady that I know does a lot of physical activity because, I mean, that girl has got the most amazing body. Our lovely Maria Menendez.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought a good time to bring up her book. Now, guys, seriously, if you haven't checked it out, honestly, you've got this guide. I mean, not only that, it's got really, really great recipes all throughout here that are fabulous. I've already tried cooking up some of them. But she talks about everything from not just fitness tricks and exercises and food, but you get a real custom of everything that goes into it and where she's come from, her start, and her everyday life. I mean, the lady is so driven and runs such a hectic schedule. It's a really good glimpse into everything she does. And then also it's so easy to follow, the stuff that you can do. So, look, to be honest, I think some of the New York housewives could even
take a little lesson from that book.
Take a little,
exactly. I agree. I've only about 40, 50 pages in, but what I've read so far is really inspiring, too.
Yeah.
She's kind of giving you an inside look at yourself and kind of just, you know, introspective look to work on yourself and fix certain things
certainly,
that you don't
know.
It's really amazing.
Really,
and it's positive.
Yeah.
You almost feel like she's there, like, cheering you on. It's really great. We're proud of her.
Yeah.
Here at the
very,
Studios.
Very proud of her. And guys, it's certainly worth the wait.
Absolutely. All right. So we get to Lookout Rock.
Yep.
Kristen, Heather, and Luann are doing the rappelling while Sonia, Carol, and Ramona are doing the shooting. It seems like the houses are kind of, or, you know, the cabins are kind of keeping with each other and doing the things together. But we notice that Kristen's getting a little bit nervous about this rappelling thing.
Mm.
And Heather, obviously athletic and sporty, is all about it and excited. But she keeps saying to Kristen, you don't have to do it. It's okay. If you can't do it, it's okay. You don't have to. How would you feel if you had a friend with you saying that to you right before you were going to go do something? Skydiving, bungee jumping. You said you're afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. So this would be a huge step for you to do. How would you feel if you have Heather as your cheerleader?
I think naturally because I'm very competitive, that's only going to spur me. That's going to be a good thing, though, because it's going to make me actually want to do it. But what I found interesting was I kind of didn't take, before Heather made those comments about you don't have to do it, it was Kristen that was actually like, okay, hold it, Heather. I can be Sporty Spice. I can do this. And I'm like, girl, no, you can't. We've seen that in the past episodes. Stop putting yourself up. You're digging your own hole. Don't do it. And she did it. She was like, nope, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Gets up there, cracks the absolute, you know, I was actually going to use profanity there. But she does, you know, rightfully, she gets really scared. She has a teary. She gets through it. It's fantastic. She tells them, as she said, it's just like with Joss, shut up. Don't say anything. I mean it. Don't say anything. And gets down. But if she didn't make it any easier on herself is what I'm saying. She didn't need to put herself saying, I'm the Sporty Spice. I can do this. I've got this covered. No, girl, if you're really scared about it, don't do that. Just,
well, I think it's a good thing that she did it because it's a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I think
and
it's
getting
great
over
that she
getting over
it.
A fear. But, yeah, pretending that she's some sort of sporty person when she's not isn't going to help her. Mm-mm. Just go with it. Know that you're going to do it. I mean, she is. We know Kristen's got a great body. She did the fitness video earlier this season. She's got an awesome body. But to do this and to overcome her fear, and once you get over that hump, obviously it became much easier for her. And the adrenaline rush, all the emotion that overflows as she's crying at the end, you do feel for her a little bit. I'm sure it was a little bit of excitement and fear and all the emotions hitting her at once.
Yeah.
I mean, even to see Luann scared to do it, that surprised me, to see her kind of have to push past that first initial fear and then be so excited that she had done it. I was really, really happy to see Luann do it. And she said she felt elated and accomplished. And then obviously, as Heather does it, it's easiest pie. She makes that look like it was, yeah, she comes down as Spider-Man.
Which I was glad, actually, to see Heather come down like that, because there was a part of me that was like, okay, Heather, you're doing a lot of talking. I want to see you, you know, putting those words into action. And she did.
Well, I wouldn't have minded if she hit the rock and scratched her arm a little bit, because I thought that it was just kind of mean what she was doing to Kristen. And so just, I don't know. I just felt like that would have been a little bit of justice served, because
yeah?
I just thought it was a little bit mean.
Aww.
To not be perfect, to have like some sort of misstep and go, okay, I need to be aware of what I'm saying to somebody and I need to help them too, instead of being a downer.
Yeah.
I was really just kind of disappointed with her.
Yeah.
Being like that. I Heather was a little weird this episode. I felt like there was a different side of her we saw.
Again. I thought, as I said, I thought she was a little bit know-it-all, but I didn't think, she was still positive. She was still encouraging Kristen, I think, to go down. It was Kristen the one that put herself out there and was like, I'm going to do this. I'm Sporty Spice. Girl, no, you're not. Okay, now you're bawling your eyes out. Now you're having a, you know, kerfuffle about it. Well, that's your own fault. You shouldn't have talked. You shouldn't have blown your own trumpet before you went and did it.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm on your side.
You're right.
I'm on your side. All right, let's talk about the skeet shooting. Super, super cute to see the ladies getting ready to skeet shoot. And Ramona hasn't done this in a long time because she hurt herself last time she did it. Carol's first up. They all have a little mini crush on Paul, their instructor.
Yeah.
Carol shoots. She hits the target on the first shot. Doesn't break it, but hits it, and then ends up breaking one. And Sonia's sitting in the background going, beginner's luck. Then we get Sonia up there, and Sonia breaks it on the first shot. The whole thing shatters. And just happy for Sonia to be in one of those moments where it's not easy.
Yeah.
I shoot targets.
Well, you were saying, you're a country girl. You know how to shoot it.
My dad taught me how to shoot guns when I was really little. I've been doing it for a long, long time. Yeah. And it's difficult to shoot even at a target that's 200 yards away, let alone something that's a moving target when you're not used to it. Props to these ladies, because it's also scary, obviously, to hold a gun. I know my mom would never. My mom doesn't like it at all. So props for being just, you know, that's a fear in itself. But then to be able to do a good job of it, even if Ramona can't do it, you know, she's trying.
Yeah.
And she put in an effort. And I give Ramona credit, because I really saw a wonderful side of Ramona, as crazy as she can be and as nitpicky as she can be about certain things, to see her do the fly fishing, to see her shooting the gun. That was really good.
She's being a good player.
She's being a good sport until the geocaching later on.
Yeah.
But
even that, with Sonia, I think Sonia naturally, she's an athletic girl. She just doesn't like to project. She likes to be seen as the party woman, let's go.
And the girly girl.
The first episode, She was on that horse. She nailed it. Again, this episode with the gun, boom. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's, you know, even with, as he, you know, Matt said, all the anatomy, she was able to
maneuver.
Unlike Carol and Hay, I'm all high five to the girls that don't have any anatomy there that really needs, that gets in the way. But she killed it. She actually, I think we need to give her more credit for, she's got a country side that she just doesn't like.
I don't think Sonya's afraid of getting her hands dirty.
No, she's certainly not.
She's a total girly girl, but she's ready to dive in and try it. And I love that. I love her gusto for being enthusiastic about doing something like that.
No, okay.
So the next scene we see, little performance anxiety in the woods, three rules. To using the restroom, peeing in the woods.
Oh, yes.
It is an art form.
Yep.
It is very difficult to do. You got to have some balance, and you better hope that you have some sort of tissue or something. Or you find,
we've all been there.
Find a leaf, a nice big soft leaf, and hopefully it's not poison ivy or poison oak or sumac or something. And just those little blurbs that we get every episode, they're always just interesting and cute to see what the little bit is going to be in the episode, and that was the one today. All right, so next up, the last part, which I think we got the most meat and drama from, was the geocaching.
Yeah.
And Kristen's really excited and gung-ho for this. She's been planning this. It's a treasure hunt. I thought at first it sounded really interesting, and then when I saw what they were doing, I was more like, oh, that looks...
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
I'd be on Heather and Sonia's side. Let's go have a drink, and let's go.
Well, and we've already seen now that Heather's had couple cocktails and she's feeling it. She's getting a little bit like Heather, like, you know, she's got some swagger. And, you know, I can understand Kristen being a little frustrated, being like, hey, I did make these plans to do this. Let's try and do this. Let's try and focus on it. It's really hard when you're trying to play a game with a group of people. My friends and I have game night. And when there's one person that's really, really drunk, or a couple people that have been drinking more than others, it's hard to get everybody to focus on a game. And if you want to play games, let's play games. But if you want to drink, then drink. You can't really do both. And this was one of those situations where I felt like Heather almost kind of ostracized herself, but no one seemed to mind because Sonia and Ramona joined her.
Yeah.
And we're with her and walking sticks and all that stuff. And she's just like, let's do walking sticks. Look, we're over here. We found the treasure. We've been standing over here for an hour while you guys were wandering around.
Yeah. We've all been, I think, we can all relate both sides. I think everyone can. We've all been in that position where we're the one who's really excited about something, whether it's that game, and we want everyone to participate because we want them to feel as excited as you, but they're not. And especially when you add alcohol to it and they just are like, off on the fair. You cannot, once they're out of it, they're out of it and they're not going to do it. But then the fact then they drag other people with it and it just ruins it all. So you can see her frustration, Kristen, but at the same time you can see Heather's like, dude, if you gave me that, I'd be on the, I'll be like, yeah, see you later.
And especially after Kristen's having trouble finding the stuff and going through with this, and Luann too, working with GPS systems and having a little bit more of a difficult time. Mm. And if you've been walking around for an hour and you haven't found anything, understand where the girls are coming from. Okay, it's not as fun and as exciting as we thought it would be. We're not really finding buried treasure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to kind of see how the group is reacting to it. And if it's not working, then it's not working. And, you know, you kind of just
move
on.
She didn't want to give up, though.
She didn't want to give up. And good for her for not wanting to give up. And I was actually really proud of Carol kind of listening and understanding, saying, she overcame something so big earlier in the day. Mm. That was big for her to repel. So now she wants to do this and accomplish this and be in control, because the repelling for her, she felt so out of control.
She's out of control, yeah.
So now she wants to be in control, and no one's really doing what she wants to do. So being kind of disappointed. And then we've got Heather just kind of talking, talking smack a little bit about Kristen.
But it was so, that's the only part of it that I kind of thought, it was so petty smack. Honestly, you're bossy.
Oh, yeah.
Your bossy is the big hitting, hey, look, I'm going to throw this at
mean.
You. You're being mean.
You're being mean. You know what? You're bossy.
Ladies, really? Like, that's what you're going to have a teary about? I mean, this is the Housewife franchise. We say, we dig a lot
tables
deeper
flipped.
Than that. You know, we get husbands, auntie, we get all sorts of stuff, and that's what you're going to say? So watching it, it was actually kind of annoying, and I know I can see, we'll talk about it, but it drags, it seems like it's going to drag on to the next episode and stuff, but It's almost like, because the two of them, we never see them fight. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they really have anything to generally fight about. They actually are good friends. So they've just created this really petty
thing. I like seeing Heather saying, too, you know, Kristen's like, are you talking about me? And Heather's like, I'm not saying anything I wouldn't say to your face.
Yeah.
Great. You know, and I feel like that's the way it should be. If you've got a problem with somebody, tell them to their face, work it out, communicate it. If you can't get past them, then you can't get past them, whatever it is. You know. But, you know, Aviva and Carol. All right, you know what? We can't get past this. We're just going to avoid each other.
Yeah.
You know, they've tried to work it out. So Heather being able to say what she feels, how she feels about Kristen, because they are good friends. Mm. So she can do that. And you're right. This is just such a petty little ridiculous fight that they're trying to, you know,
build something
pull more out of it. Make a mountain out of a molehill.
Exactly.
You know.
Kristen, she just kind of, there was a little bit, and as I said, don't get me
wrong. Childish.
I understand her frustration, but yeah, a bit of a, she turns around and says like brats. I'm like, no, honey, you're acting like
a little bit, of a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
That's in the grocery store without the cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not fair. The girls aren't going to play with me. They're all being mean to me. This isn't me. This isn't fair.
I do feel like, though, if somebody's trying to plan an event, you really do have to make the most out of it. Mm. And Heather was never into it. It just seemed like she wasn't into it the whole time. Mm. So that would be disappointing to me, too.
Yeah, but all the ladies had checked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even lie. No one wanted to do it.
No. They were all kind of just doing it because they knew Kristen wanted to do it. And Kristen doesn't really, you know, get to make any plans or decisions or be in control. So this was her opportunity to do so. And no one really wanted to do what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
But then you have to go and move on and figure something else out. Have plan B.
Yep.
Roll with the punches.
Exactly.
All right. So do we have any predictions for next week? Let's get to our predictions.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, it looks like the ladies are off to the rodeo. I'm surprised. They're still there.
Another long trip like they were in the Bookshares.
Yeah.
With three episodes, no Aviva in the credits. Once again, now we got three more episodes, no Aviva.
Predictions. I still think there is something on about something's going on with productions with Aviva and whether it's Andy Cohen, whether it's the network, whether it's something. I just don't see her if New York Housewives get reprised for another season, her being on it. It's, yeah. She'd have to be a reoccurring, you know, guest, not a real. Luann has been here more. What happened to her not being one of the cast members?
I think she's better, bigger, bolder, better Luann right now when she's not a cast member. And a lot of you on YouTube have been saying the same thing. Like Luann much more now
really
that she's
like
not, you know, a regular castmate or whatever. So I think it's great to see Luann really being out there and showing us a fun side of her.
Yeah.
That we don't normally get to see. She's really letting her hair down. I think,
as we talked about, it's just going to roll over to next episode. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of going to be similar again. They're going to go to the rodeo. They're going to try some more cowboy things.
Throw the hatchets.
Throw the hatchets. And a bit of drama is going to come up again with you're being really bossy. You can't handle it. And Heather may just have a few drinks and being like, you know, as we know, Heather, she finds the line. She's a tough talker. And she may just be like, all right, that's enough. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think they'll drag it out one more episode, and then both of them will get over it and be fine by the time we get back to New York.
Yeah.
Which hopefully will happen the episode after, considering it looks like they're going to have to start wrapping things up because we've got the reunion in just about a month.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Stephanie, where can they find you?
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at HostMcGrath, that's MCGRATH, and also on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGrath.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, and my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.